Chasing the Bean. Prologue. You often read courageous stories of people overcoming great hardships and disabilities to succeed in life. I've been told mine is one of them. I find this rather strange because, for many years, I wasn't aware I was any different from anyone else. I don't see myself as disabled. I just have to approach things differently to other people and find things that work for me. Although I've been labelled as blind, what is blind? Just because my eyes don't see things that others see, I am still very aware of my surroundings. If put to the test, my sense of hearing is much more finely tuned than a sighted person, and my memory is second to none. Rather than be called blind, I'd prefer to be regarded as exceptionally perceptive without sight. Being brought up as a strict Muslim in a second-generation Asian family from Pakistan, my own community were less accepting of my disability than most. Don't get me wrong, I wasn't persecuted, just pitied, which for me was worse. Or was it better? Because it probably gave me the determination to prove them wrong and lead an independent and rewarding life. My stubbornness to not accept the easy way and become a slave to my eyesight is part of who I am. For as long as I can remember, if someone told me I wouldn't be able to do something or manage a certain task, I would endeavour to prove them wrong. As a child, if you do what you're not supposed to do, you're a naughty boy. As an adult, it's seen as dogged determination. I am doggedly determined. With a loving and very protective family, gaining independence was always going to be a battle of wills. I'm lucky to have been born with a very strong will. I wasn't born blind, but unbeknown to me, I was born with the potential of blindness. From an early age, I didn't have full sight. It didn't bother me at all when I was growing up, partly because I was blissfully unaware. In fact, it doesn't even bother me now in later life. I've always felt that it affects other people more than me, especially in the way they have perceived or treated me. In fact, my recent kidney failure is of greater concern, but no one can see an internal defect. In portraying my eventful journey through life, I hope I give others inspiration. In addition, I hope to give an insight into what it is to be disabled and to carry that label. Chasing the Bean. Having once had the benefit of sight, I can recall watching blind people trying to eat. There was always one baked bean left on the plate that proved elusive. Just like dreams and ambitions, you have to persevere to capture it.